This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 141. Don't become an IELTS victim.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Are you an IELTS victim? Today, get 6 key phrases you might be using if you're a victim and find out how to change your mentality. Hey, Jessica, how you doing out there?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing well. It sounds like you have a little tickle in your throat, though.
I got a little bit of a tickle here. Yeah, I had a great weekend at Lake Placid this past weekend. Ooh. So I'm recovering from a good time, but it's always a good feeling to recover from a good weekend.
Oh, that exhausted feeling, but it's the good exhaustion. It's like the joyful exhaustion. Like I did the best I could with my time.
You got it. Exactly. I don't mind getting a little bit sick after a fun time. So it's all good.
And I went camping this weekend.
Excellent. So how was the weather for camping? Was it okay? Was it warm?
Oh my God,
enough?
It was lovely. It was like perfect. I brought all these blankets and comforters. Like I thought it was going to be freezing. Oh. And then it was just like super warm.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I love the the Oregon coast. It is so cool. We've said this on the show before, but it's so beautiful. So we want to encourage our listeners, if you get to the U.S., go out and visit Jessica in Portland and check out the coast of Oregon. Oh,
that would be so awesome. If anybody listening, of you thousands of people listening, if you come to Oregon, seriously send us an email. I will meet you for happy hour. That would be so awesome.
I know. You're really lucky. It's so rustic. We don't get that kind of rustic coastline over here on the East Coast. So, you know, enjoy it.
I know. I just made reservations for my son and I to go stay at a hotel right on the beach. Like in Newport, just our front door opens onto the beach and the aquarium's like 5 minutes away and just like there's, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited.
That is awesome. I love it.
So obviously Lindsay and I are very positive about our lives and what we get to do, right? And of course, along with that, you know, there's always the possibility to dwell on negatives. Maybe you're the travel time is tough, or maybe I packed too much when I was camping and I had to do lots of laundry when I got back. I don't know. Like there, you could choose, right? You're going to spend your time thinking about.
Oh my God, this is huge. And I think this is a really like key factor when it comes to test prep, because we always have that choice. You're right, Jessica. I mean, today I could dwell on the fact that I have a little bit of a cold, or I could think, I had a great weekend and another great weekend coming up. And I'm going to look at the positive side and I'm going to look at what I can control, right?
Exactly. So it's very easy if you have a huge task in front of you to just let it spiral out of control, to become unfocused on what you need to do and instead become focused on why this is so hard.
Yes. And you know, I think it's just laziness when we do that. I'm going to be honest here, guys, and I'm going to say that it's easier to go ahead and find the problems that are holding you back than it is to say, I'm going to try to work through those problems and I'm stronger than those problems. I think it's just laziness.
It really is though. And I know it's tough love. I know that sounds bad, but you know what? I think both Lindsay and I feel confident saying that it's, you know, it's this laziness and honestly, like a bit of weakness, I feel like, because it does, like you do have to make a stronger choice and a stronger decision to spend the time to focus on being positive, to spend the time on like focusing your schedule and your time and what you're going to spend time on. It's way easy just to sit back and be like, this is so hard. I mean, I think about, you know, like I have a toddler, he's 4. Like that's what he does. As soon as like anything is tough, he's like, I can never play games again. And it just becomes like this huge, like sadness pity party thing. So
pity party. That's what 4-year-olds do, but yeah. That's not what 34-year-olds do, right? That's not what 24-year-olds do.
Exactly. So Lindsay and I have come up with a short list of things that we think are holding our listeners back, perhaps. They're steering you guys in the wrong direction, these sort of thoughts and actions. So
yeah. And how do we know that these are thoughts and actions that you guys are having? It's because we're receiving emails from you guys saying these things. Okay. We're not just pulling these out of our head. We're getting these emails from some of you guys, not everyone, obviously. We have some awesome, awesome people in our community here, but I know a few of you guys could use a little bit of help in switching the mentality around IELTS. So let's talk about those ideas that some of our listeners have about being a victim here.
Yeah, exactly. So the victimhood mentality.
So,
this is like this general idea of just trusting what anybody tells you about the test instead of taking the initiative to find out yourself. Like we received a message and the person had been told by a friend that there would be headphones provided on the listening test. It would seriously take 2 seconds to go on to IELTS.org, what happens on test day, or even like our website, our blog, our podcast, other guest blogs that I've done on other websites, like Simone, what is it? Simone, what's that website?
It's IELTSblog.com. Yeah.
IELTSblog.com. I've done a couple things on there that tell you exactly what's going to happen on test day. That's, you know, I'll say 5 seconds of research and you can find out that that's a myth and you're going to eliminate all that worry and all that time and you're going to become better prepared, being proactive, finding out for yourself from an IELTS professional. Don't just trust some whatever person to like tell you what to do on the exam. That person's not a professional. That person didn't get a 9 on the exam. So like, why are you going to trust them?
That's right. That's right. And we can't go into the exam and come back out of the exam and feeling like we can blame someone, right? There's no one to blame but ourselves, guys, if we're not getting the scores we need. And there is a positive way to move towards this. And we're showing you how to do it, right, in this podcast. But guys, we can only blame ourselves when we don't get the results that we need.
And that's true. And that's totally true. And that's why we talk a lot about investing in yourself and your future, right? And one of these big things holding people back that, like, I mean, this doesn't just have to do with IELTS. This has to do with a lot of projects that people want to do and don't do. This, I don't have time. I just don't have time. You know, like I feel for you guys. I mean, I'm super busy too, right?
Right.
But you have the projects you care about. And in this case, you want to go to university. Like you want to have a profession that supports your family. These are huge things that you are trying to do. And so, in order to do that, right? Like you need to dedicate the time you have to prepare. Sleep 1 hour less. Right? Like,
very good. Yeah, exactly. You had the time to come up with this dream, this vision you have of you and your family moving to a new country and settling in and having a better opportunity for your kids. But so now that you've had the time to come up with that dream, you also have the time to execute and get that dream.
Right. Anything worth having is not easy for the most part.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why, guys, look at how you're preparing. Don't waste time thinking about the lack of time. That's just silly. Right, like that's not doing you any good, right? And I totally understand the need to just break down sometimes. Like maybe I'll watch a sad movie on Saturday and just cry for 2 hours and then I feel so much better and I'm like, I'm ready to go. Like I have spent all my negative energy. I'm ready. So like I get it. So, break down sometimes if you have to. Totally fine. But the rest of the week, like work hard, guys. Find a course that's going to help you. Invest your time and money into a study plan that's going to help you, like ours, that tells you exactly what to do every day with your limited time to improve your overall English and pass the test, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I love it. You need to get ready for your IELTS exam. Get the 7 Plus Insider Method Checklist, where we take the common failures that we've seen over the past 10 years and show you exactly how to prep for the test. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. So don't be a victim, right, Jessica? Let's go through the exact things one more time that we've heard that are those kind of keys that we know someone might be tipping over into victimhood, and we want to be getting out of that danger zone and moving back into the growth-oriented mentality.
So if you, as we go through this list, guys, if you recognize even an inkling, a nugget of this beginning in, you know, your mind or your experience, like, this is your chance to cut it off, right? So we already said, like, don't just trust your friends, put in the effort and the time to research, use our site, use our resources, our blogs, our podcasts, our YouTube videos. Also, don't waste time thinking about your lack of time. Again, just choose a plan and go for it. Invest in a course like Three Keys IELTS and go for it. Follow the study plan, right? And then there's some of these other things we've heard, like these things that happen after the exam if you don't feel like you got the score you needed. We've heard people say, like, oh, the examiner was so mean, or like, you know, like on the speaking test or whatever. You know what, guys? Sometimes examiners are grumpy. They're people too. Whatever. Sometimes they're young. Sometimes they're old. Sometimes, you know, they wear bad fitting blazers and they look serious. I don't know. But you know what? They are still grading you on exactly the same things as the so-called nice examiners, all right?
Yes.
And you know what, guys? Just look at this as a challenge. And if you think the examiner's grumpy, like, prove to yourself that it's not going to affect you, and you're going to smile even more, okay?
Exactly.
You can turn it around. Like,
smile at their frown, right? They frown at you, you smile back. You know, it's going to be a really tough person to not react to that smile of yours. You'll probably help them relax in some small way.
Exactly. And what if, like, that person, that examiner just had, like, a really difficult candidate come in, and that's why they're feeling grumpy, because it was really tough. And so show them that you are a nice candidate, and, you know, and it's just going to be a nice 15-minute chat with you. And then I promise you, like, no matter how grumpy, that person's going to relax and be like, oh, thank goodness. Like, here's a nice one. Yes. This is easy.
That's right. We need to be the breath of fresh air for the examiner.
Right. Yeah, totally. So, yeah. So don't, like, again, don't look outside yourself. Don't blame other people for your difficulties. And sure, other people do make stuff difficult. I get that. But it's a waste of time to blame them, right?
You got it. And so that's the fourth thing. What's another thing that we've heard from victims of the IELTS exam?
Yeah. So, and this can be true. Like, I've worked at test centers where this is true, where the acoustics of the room are bad. So on the listening test, it's difficult to understand because the design of the building is bad, right? Okay. In that case, guys, you know, the best advice I have is to research the test center beforehand. Find someone that has taken the test there, chat to them, talk to the administrators at the test center and ask them about the acoustics, perhaps. Why not? It's not going to hurt you to ask. And you know what? If it's bad, find another test center in your city, or maybe invest in a train ticket to travel for an hour and go take the exam in another test center.
Yeah. And I know in another episode, we've talked about how you shouldn't spread rumors about which test center is easier, but this might be the only exception to that rule, right, Jessica, where we may want to check out the center in advance. Would that be the only exception for the most part?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like, we don't want to trust rumors for sure, but I don't think it's a rumor if you go to the test center and directly ask them about their acoustics, right?
Sure.
You know what? If the acoustics are bad, you know, just, you're going to have to find another place and take the test again. If that's your experience, this is possible. I'll admit it. This is possible.
or what we could do is we could make sure that our practice focuses on you know, not perfect acoustics when we're working on our listening skills. I mean, when in, you know, IELTS is preparation for real life. And when in real life are the acoustics good to understand someone, right? We're in cafes, we're at the train, we're hearing the train behind us. It's never good. So it's not actually normal to ask for good acoustics when you're listening to English, right?
That's true. So yeah, like Lindsay said, let's prepare. So choose like a big room. If you have access to a big room, like even a gymnasium, I don't know, like some huge room. That's gonna make the sound spread out, and find a CD player, play a CD from one of the Cambridge books or from your computer, you know, like our practice test, for example, and practice that way, because that's gonna mimic what the exam will be like.
You got it. I like that. Is there anything else that we've heard as far as kind of victim-like phrases or responses?
There's a lot of stuff about timing. Like, oh, they didn't start the test on time, or oh, it started earlier than I thought it was going to start, or I don't know, stuff like that. Or my speaking time wasn't till 5 o'clock, and then I fell asleep beforehand. So you know what, guys? Some of these things you can control. Some of these things you can't. Basically, the best thing you could do is show up at least half an hour early, hopefully 45 minutes to an hour early. So no matter what's happening with the test center timing, you're ready. Okay. That's out of your control. Control what you can. You get there early enough and then just let them take care of it. And you're going to sit the test. As far as the speaking test time, I know it could be late. You know, sure, we've talked about that before. We even, in our course, we have a whole plan for speaking for the test day with activities for you to do just in case of that happening. So again, plan ahead, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Is there one more thing about reading topics? That's one other thing I've heard. Have we heard that?
Yeah. People are like, you know, the reading was about some archaeology in Syria, and I don't know anything about that. yeah, for sure. I mean, the reading passages are taken from journals and magazines. So there might be some academic journal on something that you are not familiar with. And again, guys, that's just about preparation, and don't panic, right? So read as widely as you can before the test, newspapers, magazines, as many different topics as you can, but you're not going to know everything, right? But IELTS doesn't expect you to. All you have to do is practice the test strategies, and it doesn't matter what topic they give you, you can find the answers.
Yeah, I like that. Jessica, I think that the cool thing about taking a test like this, or, you know, also running a marathon or doing something big, means that we have to reach deep down. It's a cliche, but we have to reach really deep into ourselves and pull out our best self. And why? It's because this is leading us to the dream life that we want, right? We want to move abroad. We want to bring our family to a new country. We want to get that degree to be looked at as a professional in our field. So to get to that point, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Right. Of course, it's not going to be easy. I mean, shoot, I like the comparison to the marathon. I was just talking about this the other day. Like, I can't imagine preparing for that. I mean, what? Yeah. You're going to like, it's Saturday. I have to go run 20 miles. Like, this is how I prepare. Like, IELTS is like that for sure. Yes, it's Saturday. Right. I have to, you know, leave my family for a couple hours so I can go study at the library because I need this time. I need to invest this time and money in order to reach my goals. So yeah, just, you know, bite the bullet, sit down, have that extra hour or two a day that you're going to dedicate yourself to something that's worthwhile.
You got it. And don't be a victim. Again, it all comes back to us. We only have ourselves to blame if we're not getting the score that we need. So guys, we know that you guys are hard workers, and we know that you guys are going to feel motivated after today. So just go for it and try to avoid these phrases. If you see them creeping into your mind or your words, do something to get away from that mentality.
Yeah,
listen to this episode again.
Listen to this again. Totally. Tough love, guys.
Tough love.
And, you know, we know that, you know, preparing for this is panicky and scary. And that's why, like, in our course, we have these moments of zen, and we have this anti-anxiety module just so to help you guys take that brief break and so you can feel positive moving forward. Because obviously, Lindsay and I, just think positivity is the best thing you can do for yourself. No matter what's happening in your life, you have to try and find the positive. So that's why worked it into our course. So guys, yeah come on.
Yeah. No, that's right. And I've seen that some of the people in our course really do have this mentality, and that's what we love. We've seen some really, really cool comments in our Facebook group that just tell us that these students are motivated and they are on the way to their dreams.
I know. I love it. We have the best students in our course. Seriously, I get so impressed. Like every time I see their post, I'm just like, oh, I just get this like flutter of happiness and joy, you know?
They are on the success track, right? That is the track to success. And they're not in victimhood. They've moved beyond that, or they never went there, guys. And we want to encourage everyone else listening today to stay away from being a victim of IELTS.
All right.
I think drove that home.
I think we did. All right. Let's leave it there, Lindsay. We've done a good job with this topic.
We've done our rant for today. All right, Jessica, that was fun. We'll see you again tomorrow.
All right. Awesome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.